My mother always just used the regular egg.
Just the real egg.
The real egg.
You're supposed to encourage her more, maybe. Okay, and if you have a nice set of dishes, you'd say it's made out of?
China.
And did you ever see one of those eggs for the hens made out of China?
No.
No. Okay. And what would you use to carry water in?
Pail or bucket.
Okay, and would it be more likely to be made out of wood or metal?
Years ago, it used to be wood.
And if it were made out of wood, what would they call it?
Cedar bucket.
Oh, they would just probably say a bucket. And now, even though it's made out of metal,
they could say a bucket or they say pail.
Either one now.
Oh, that's right.
Okay. And would it be different if it were for milk or for water?
No.
No. Might say milk bucket. Water bucket. Milk pail.
Milk pail.
Okay. And what about if there were leftover food in the kitchen and you put it in a container to take out to the pigs, what would you call that?
Well, you want to know. He used to call that the slop bucket.
The slop bucket, all right. And if you had a bucket that was sitting in the kitchen to throw scraps in, you would call it that slop
bucket.
That's right.
That would be going to
just to the pigs, or might be for chickens?
Well, it could be if it's bread, it could be either for chickens or all pigs.
All right. And what do you, is the kitchen utensil that you fry eggs in?
Frying pan.
Okay, and have you had any other words for that? Did your mother, your grandmother, anybody used to use?
No, they always use old black skillet.
Okay. Is a frying pan a skillet about the same thing?
About the same thing.
All right. What about one that had little legs on it?
They call that an oven.
A little oven.
We never did have one with the leg. No. I've got one. You may be referring to the black iron pot that has the little legs on it. I have one.
That's like you could cook on a fire.
That's right. You remove the eye from it. See, everybody used wood stoves.
Right.
You remove the eye and put that pot, we called it pot, or down on there.
Right.
Put your beans or whatever you're going to cook and boil in there.
Okay.
I have one right in on top of my freezer now.
Yes.
With red geraniums in it.
Oh, that's nice. Do you have another word for that? A large iron vessel?
We called it a pot.
What about something for boiling water in? Maybe the people would...
Kettle.
Okay. And what about the container that you put flowers in? Maybe in the house, cut flowers.
Vase.
And the utensils that you set at each plate when you're setting the table would be
glasses or cup and saucer.
And the things that you use to
eat knives and forks, spoon.
Okay, and the singular would be one
fork
and one
spoon or
one
knife.
Okay. And if the dishes are all dirty, you say, well, I have to go clean up the dishes. I have to go...
Wash.
Okay, and after you wash the dishes, well, then you...
We dry them.
Okay, and if you let water run over them, you say, she's... If you wash them and you let hot or maybe cold water run over them...
Rinse.
Okay, and you say, every day after she washes the dishes, she...
Rinses the dishes.
Okay. And what do you call the cloth or rag you use in washing dishes?
Dish rag.
And for drying dishes?
Dry cloth.
And the terry cloth that you use to bathe your face with?
Towel. Washcloth.
And after bathing, you dry yourself?
Yes, it was towel.